with Alan Mitchell, a.k.a. Low Tide. Presented by Edmonton Motors.
Only on Edmonton Sports Radio.
Team 1260.
It's high noon on a Saturday. Thanks so much for joining us at Nation Radio. Very busy show this afternoon. We're going to discuss Oilers' past, present, and future, plus the NHL's biggest stories this week. And there's lots going on. I had such a lot of information prepared, and then last night's game blew everything else out of the water. We're going to discuss mostly the third period of last night's game, believe it or not. It's amazing. Our guests today include, we got a great lineup. Jason Greger will be here at about 20 after Jason Greger's show right here on Team 1260. He'll help us tee up tonight's game and look back on last night's game and all the big stories. Dean Bélanger from Jets Nation will be here about 12:40 or so. Kent Wilson from Flames Nation at 1 o'clock. We'll have Thomas Drance from Canucks Army and JP Nakota from Leafs Nation later on in hour number 2. Okay, Oilers won a big one last night against Columbus. Edmonton looked slow and disinterested until the third, and I understand Coach Rennie had a few words about winning between the second and third periods, and it paid off. The idea being, you know, if you're going to lose, lose trying to win. That was the early return on what he said, and man, did they go out and make a difference. Alex Hemske came out flying in the third. He really made a statement with a big hit. I don't recall a more dominant period by 83 since, well, it's been a while. I was going to say 2006 spring, but he's had some amazing games. And that was an outstanding third period. Man, he looked like a man on a mission. Gene Principe tweeted today that, and this is a quote from Hemske, "I've been dealing with some things and that's why I haven't been shooting. It's my shoulder. It's a little sore, but it is getting better." So, shoulders are going to be a topic of conversation with regard to Timo Hartikainen and others today, but that's the latest from Alex Hemske. Ryan Jones scored a hat trick in the third period. The early goal in the third was huge, one of the biggest goals of the season. And remember, this is a very young team. He scored early in the third period and then two more times to get the hat trick. And it was funny because that goal, it seemed as though the Oilers had been lulled to sleep a little bit after the early power play goal by Eberle, by the Blue Jackets. But that game absolutely woke everyone up, and it was a fabulous third period. Ladislav Smead, did you see that goal? He should be called the Rifleman. What a shot. And his tweet last night after the game about Eberle finally going to the net and creating something? Classic stuff. Good for Ladislav Smead. I howled when I saw that. This young Oiler team is explosive. I mean, they can turn a game around in about 5 seconds. All kinds of firepower. Last night proved it. And as an Oiler fan, I tell you, the hardest thing is to be patient. I remember in the old days, and we're talking about the boys on the bus, you know, they'd be down 4-0, and you'd be, and then you'd go to the washroom, it'd be 4-2. You got to be really careful with this team when you take your washroom breaks and your wobbly pop breaks, because they're going to be that kind of team all year long. We'll talk about tonight's lineup and any changes. I imagine Habby Boulin will be in, but we'll get to that. Ryan Nugent-Hopkins is the rookie of the month again, and at this point, I think it would take a huge break by somebody else, another rookie in the National Hockey League, for anybody to change the alter the Calder course, because it looks like the Edmonton Oilers may have the first ever Calder Trophy winner. Don't want to get ahead of ourselves, but that's a possibility as we roll through the next few months. RNH looks outstanding. Oklahoma City kept on rolling last night to a 1-0 victory. I don't know when the Oilers are going to need another forward, but there are some good things happening on the farm with some of the older guys like Keller and certainly Josh Green, who had a little bit of injury problems, but is looking good as well. And then these young guys as well. Bad news on the Timo Hartikainen front. We knew he had a shoulder injury. Word today that he's gone for the season. And we'll get confirmation on that. We'll probably have Jim Byers on the show next Saturday. But bad news for the young Finn. Timo Hartikainen likely gone for the season. Now, after tonight's game, the Oilers don't play again until Wednesday, and then they play 5 games in the next 15 nights after this evening. So enjoy tonight, and then they got like I think it's through till Wednesday of this week they don't play again, and then the following week it's through till Thursday. So going to be a few nights off, so that means Christmas shopping time for me. I don't know about you. And you know, the stories kept coming this week, and what I found yesterday afternoon online when I got home was amazing. I don't know if you've heard about this or not, but in what has to be one of the most interesting stories ever, Brian Burke admitted that he planned to rent a barn for a fist fight with Kevin Lowe True story. It's the clip online. You can check it out. Are you serious? He was apparently serious enough for Gary Bettman to get involved. He called both GMs to tell him to cut it out. And now I have Irish blood in me, so I understand the concept. But man, that seems out there. And for the record, anyone who saw Kevin Lowe play would probably put their money on Vish if it ever got to that. But Kevin Lowe did tell Terry Jones, the story's in the Sun today, that the two are all good now. And we thank goodness for that. Okay, it's 12:06. We got a very busy show. I want to start with something that came to our attention later on this week as well, but it's coming up for you. And I'm joined by Guy Boissier from the Rexall. Guy, are you there?
I sure am.
Okay. I wanted to talk a little bit about the event tomorrow. Let me just give a little bit of a background here. It's tomorrow. Ryan Jones on hand to sign a limited edition This Is Oil Country Edmonton Oilers team calendar, correct?
That is correct, yeah.
Okay, and proceeds for the sale go, they're $5.99, and they will benefit local charities. And tell me a little bit about, you can meet Ryan, obviously get his autograph. What else is going on tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow at our new Rexall on 163rd and 95th Avenue, we've got the Octane coming up. They'll be there from 12 till 2. And then we've got Ryan signing autographs from 1 till 2. And he's in our limited edition calendar. He's our September guy. We're looking forward to having a bunch of people come out, getting to sign some autographs and meet some of our customers and fans.
Okay, and what time is the event?
It's at 1:00 on Sunday.
Okay,
tomorrow.
And Rexall does a lot of work with the partners as well, and this is just one of them that goes throughout the year, correct?
That's right. We have a Rexall Foundation, and the calendar is in conjunction with our Rexall Foundation, the NHLPA Goals and Dreams, and the Edmonton Oilers Community Foundation. So it's the three groups benefit from the sale of this calendar.
Okay. And I think a lot of, because Oilers are such a massive part of Edmonton, and the team obviously gets a lot of attention, but sometimes the background work, the charity work, and the good deeds that are done are a little bit left behind. So we wanted to talk about that a little bit. The Edmonton Oilers Community Foundation was created in over a decade ago, right?
Yeah, in 2003 it was created. That's right.
Okay. And it's basically to give back to the community and the fans.
That's right. And it's really focused towards health for kids. For example, last year we supported the Stollery Children's Hospital Camp Warwa for kids who underwent heart transplants. And so part of the proceeds from the calendar went towards making sure that they had some fun out there at the camp.
Okay. And Guy, we know that Edmontonians are very generous. So if they want more information than we're able to provide right now, if they wanted to go online, where could they go?
Yeah, if they want to go online and check out some more information, they would go to rexallfoundation.ca,
okay.
And there's just a ton of information on there.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks so much. Let's just give one more hit to the event. It's tomorrow, and it's at the new Rexall. Where is it again?
That's right. It's tomorrow at the new Rexall at Westgate. It's on 163rd Street and 95th Avenue. We've got the Octane from 12 till 2, and we've got Ryan signing autographs from 1 till 2.
Guy, thanks so much. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, and for everyone that buys a calendar, we're also going to have a draw for a signed autographed Ryan Jones jersey. So
perfect.
Good opportunity there.
I guess that hat trick was pretty timely, hey?
It was perfect.
Guy, thanks for this. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Okay. That's Guy from Rexall Foundation, and they do great work, and often, you hear through the grapevine things that the Oilers organizations have done, and often because, as I mentioned, the Oilers is such a big item as a team, some of this stuff gets left in the background a little bit. So just to repeat, tomorrow, Ryan Jones on hand to sign a limited edition This Is Oil Country Edmonton Oilers team calendar. Proceeds from the sale of the calendars, which is $5.99, will benefit local charities. In addition, Ryan will having a sign a great stocking stuffer, a signed Oiler jersey will be raffled off. And so check it out tomorrow. And that's once again 163rd and 95th. Okay. So wanted to pass that along. And we do thank Guy for being a part of our show today. As I mentioned, a very busy show. We're going to be talking to Jason Greger in just a few minutes about the Oilers last night, the Oilers tonight. Lots going on with the other Canadian teams. James Reimer starting. That's the word we're getting. He's going to be starting tonight in net for the Toronto Maple Leafs. And we got lots of questions. And if you want to email us, you can do that as well at nationradiotheteam1260.com. You can drop by your questions for any of our guests today. You can do that by lots of places. Low Tide _ Twitter @ It's Nation Radio. on Twitter, also at either the Low Tide blog or the Oilers Nation blog. You can do that today as well. Also, we're going to have Dean Belanger on from the Jets Nation. We're going to talk about the Jets and maybe a little bit about Randy Carlyle, too, in that conversation. Kent Wilson from the Flames. I'm going to try to talk him into trading Jay Bouwmeester for a can of corn and a third round pick. We'll see how that works. Thomas Drantz from Canucks Army going to talk about the Canucks and how well they're doing. And JP Nakoda from Leafs Nation. We'll have him on before 2 o'clock this afternoon. Very busy show. It's all coming up. We're going to take a break right now and we'll be back right after this. This is Nation Radio brought to you by Edmonton Motors.